Part 2, finding the right questions to ask. The first set of questions you need to find are ones that you need to address to yourself. These are questions that will help you to start answering that big question about what you want from your future career. These questions will help you to refine the criteria that you're going to use to evaluate your options. There are various tools that can help you to clarify your criteria. The roles and goals exercise that came with part 2 of the Personal Transition podcast is one such tool. However, you can start very simply with 6 basic questions. Why, what, who, how, where, and when. The why question is about your motivation for doing the job and the meaning that that job has for you. What makes it worthwhile, rewarding or satisfying to you? What kind of purpose do you want to achieve through the job? What kind of impact do you want to have? What kind of problems do you want to solve? Is the job a means of earning money to support your real interests, or do you want it to mean something more? On the flip side, what would make a job less meaningful or rewarding for you? The what question is about the content of the job, the activities you engage in, the topics you deal with, and the skills that you use on a regular basis. What tasks do you like performing? What do you find easier to do than other people? What subjects could you talk about, or read about, or write about, or engage with all day long? Alternatively, what activities do you never want to have to do again? What topics turn you off completely? The who question is about the people that your role will bring you into regular close contact with. Who do you want as your colleagues, your collaborators, your clients, or your customers? Who do you feel at home with? Do you like to spend time with people who are similar to you in terms of values or educational level or personality? Or would you be more stimulated by meeting people from different cultures with different perspectives and different opinions? The how question is about the way in which you like to work. How does it fit with your personality? Can you be yourself, or do you have to behave or think or feel in ways that aren't comfortable to you? Are you the kind of person who likes to plan 6 months ahead, or are you the get-it-all-done-at-the-last-minute type of person? Do you prefer to think strategically or act practically? Do you want to be professional and businesslike or warm and welcoming? How would you find it most difficult to behave, think or feel in a job? The where question is about location and environment. Are there particular parts of the country or the world that you want to be in or to avoid? Do you want to be in one place or to move around? Do you want to be in an office or out and about or in your own home? How much commuting are you prepared to put up with? The when question is about balance and your career over time. How much of your life do you want your work to occupy? Do you want it to be something that you live and breathe? Or do you want to say goodbye at the end of the day and forget all about it? Also, how do you want your work to change over time? What opportunities for development would you like to have available to you in a few years' time? There's a handout that accompanies this podcast entitled Asking the Right Questions, and this gives you some examples of how these 6 questions can be used to examine any career option that you're considering. There is a 7th question that's worth asking. How much? This isn't just about the money. It's a question that helps you to compare the relative importance of different factors and to compare the relative merits of different options. For any factor, such as contact with people, or the opportunity to use your communication skills, or the amount of travel you get to do, or the opportunity for being spontaneous, how much is too little and how much is too much? What are your minimum and maximum requirements for any particular factor? It's not always possible to answer this for every factor, but when you can, it makes it easier to see where a particular option fits on the scale compared to other options. And this scaling process can help you avoid black and white thinking, which can lead to poor decisions. Another thing that you can do to help get some clarity is to go back over your previous experiences and ask these same questions again about things that you have already done. Have the answers to some of these questions changed over time, and which answers have stayed the same?